Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic words seasoned just right to flavor your taste buds.
The words are the new Viagra that keeps you up, channelizing your soul into submission. Sensual and sexy as her poetry acts and answers questions you are scared to approach. Who is she? She is LSO, an erotic poet.
Yes, 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 ow, snap your fingers. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the LSO Treat Show. I am LSO, the founder and owner of Treats and Things LLC and LSO exclamation point. Brooklyn's own LSO is not just an author of the product line of three self-published erotic books. Excuse me. There's so much more. So just add on inspirational empowerment, speaking, writing, advising, spoken word artist, and, you know, being an actress, you know, that too. Hashtag love yourself organically. LSO was told to do big things, so hashtag I holding on to that statement. I'm comprised of many talents with the masters of all and with no regrets. I so enjoy what I do. But let's not forget the host of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. Yes, LSO has a talk show with more on the horizon. With my cousin app, because her and my little sis, they told me don't sing. So they should have heard me a few minutes ago because I was singing. Anyways, LSO has that creative diversity that captures you, and her no judgment allows you total liberty of being yourself. Her work is best created with the intent of helping you to relate and or remember. In your mind, the work can be a combination of fantasy and truth. Either way you care to enjoy it, it's all up to you. LSO ignites your soul to surrender to enjoy the known and the unknown. As your senses are captivated, you are loving each and every piece of it. In her work, she is in total control. In her space, her imagination encourages your truth, pleasures beyond your imagination. LSO vows to keep her creative juices flowing so that you can experience the displays of her words written and or spoken. So come along for the ride, pun intended. LSO never disappoints and promises limitless possibilities. So, are you ready for tonight's show? If not, it's time for you to get ready for this evening's topic, Cherished Memories, the Love of Family and Friends. Note, these are our personal and or research opinions, so call in to get your, get ready to call in and confess your research. Remember, the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show is a safe space and a no-judgment zone where your confessions and research are welcomed. Transparency at its best. So call in with your questions and or answers. Remember, a spanking may be necessary. Don't worry. LSO have the paddle and the whip ready. Hanging right up on the right-hand side of the bed. Bam! Watch out! Ah! Oh, sorry. I guess, you know, a little confession just came out. Anyways, the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show, y'all know how we do this, because I don't do it by myself. I got the D in the building. Al, he's coming all the way from the Chi-Town. D. Smith, what's good?
What's good, everybody? Hey. Thank y'all for tuning in. What's good, LSO? How you doing? I miss you.
I'm good, baby. I'm good. It's been a whole week, 7 whole days, and I did not hear from you. I'm feeling some kind of way. You do not break up with me.
I won't. You know I love you.
You better, because I love you back. Y'all hear this, right? Y'all heard him say it, right? So he better start acting like, if you don't act right, you know, I get upset.
Well, I'm going to act right.
Huh?
I'm going to act right.
You said you want to act right?
I'm going to act right.
Okay, very well, very well. Y'all heard him say he's going to act right.
Yeah,
well, y'all know how we do it. We do it each and every Monday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Last week, we was amped for shizzle, for real. We had the all-men panel, and it was a phenomenal time talking with the men. We're going to have another one coming up. And then afterwards, we're going to have the closeout. So if y'all are interested in anything for us to talk as we recap 2022, make sure you hit myself up or D. Smith and let us know so that, you know, y'all can come in. Come on, you can come on and join in and talk to us because, you know, we love talking to y'all.
Absolutely. If you guys have any ideas for our upcoming man panel, if there's any questions or things, and primarily just to the women, you guys have any questions or anything to talk about or want us to cover or anything like that, hit us up, let us know, and we'll create a show for it, and we'll get the men to talking about it. Let you guys sit back and listen and do it like we normally do, apparently. Thank you all for the feedback.
Yes, we truly enjoy y'all feedback, and you know, we don't do the show by ourselves. We do it with you, each and every one of you, from commenting in the group to actually calling in on the line or texting in or whatever the case may be. We truly, truly appreciate each and every one of you. So we're going to go jump right on in. And I was getting ready to text someone, but I'll do it in the group. But D, if you got a moment, can you write in the group we're on and tag me in it and give them the numbers and tell them to tune in right now? Because I forgot to do it. But first, you know, again, the topic is cherished memories, the love of family and friends. Now, the first statement is not even a question. It says, describe what family means to you in three words. Well, we had a young lady put love, loyalty, and lasting great memories. And another young lady put confusing as hell. Well, I think, you know, that's what we all have in our family. Then is straightforward. No one has the perfect quote unquote family. But I mean, for me, I would always say everything about me is perfectly imperfect because I'm the perfect piece of imperfection there is. That's just me. So, D. Smith, describe what family means to you in three words.
In three words. I'm not sure that's possible. My family is so much more than three words. I'm trying to come up with the three words that would solidify what I feel. But good try. Support, presence, intent, are just three of the words that I could come up with to describe family. And I use those words specifically because most people say love, you know, things of that nature, but blood doesn't necessarily mean family. Relative doesn't necessarily mean family. So there are some people that, you know, you're not related to that you can't tell no different are your family. You can't even tell them that they're not your family because it'd be weird to them, you know what I'm saying, because of their place in your life. And then there's family that is just more than family. Like you may have a cousin that's more of a sister, you know, or a cousin that's more of a big brother to you, you know. And you just having cousins, you know, that like Like, family can extend beyond your family. You know, so that's why I said intent and proximity. You know, because people that's close to you are in your life in some shape or form. So whether it's they're in your life daily, like this is somebody you're going to talk to or going to interact with daily, or whether or not this is somebody that you're going to see once a year whenever y'all get together to do y'all group trip or family trip or whatever. You know, maybe this is somebody you see a couple times a year. Maybe this is somebody you ain't seen in years, but when y'all do see each other, it's y'all pick up right back where you left off at. That's still right. Proximity in life. You know what I'm saying? So those things that I think help define family for me.
You're right. And like when I think of family, I just call certain people our family. And, you know, sometimes it's used interchangeably with extended family or bonus family or like A or whatever. If you're family to me, you're just family regardless if we share the same bloodline or we're from totally two different worlds. If you're family to me, then we're family, and it's just that, regardless how we became family. And usually that's because a friendship is so surpassed a friendship that the connection is like it's a bloodline connection. Whereas some of your bloodline connections is really not even a friend to you. So right. it goes both ways. But for me, if I say you're family, then for me, then you are truly family, as if we were raised in the same household and mm-hmm. we ate from the same plate or we drank out the same cup. Yep. Like I have friends, I had a brother growing up. He lived in the same building, and that was my mother's heart. And he always would bring her pickles upstairs. And I'm like, where's my pickles? He was like, you don't come downstairs and see me, so you can't get your pickles. You got to come and get your pickles. So when I go down there, it's like we're in the room with like two big unsupervised kids and his jars of pickles. And I'm taking all the pickles I want. We watching TV. I'm in his closet picking out things that I want. I tried to get a pair of sneakers, but of course, you know, their feet. You know, it was a big difference. So, you know, I would always end up with like a hoodie or a jersey or something like that. I could get one of those. And we are totally from two different sets of family. He had his set of parents. I had my set of parents. But you could not tell me that was not my brother. And usually those brothers, that's the relationship we have. And they also have a relationship with my family outside of me. Now, this particular one, he'll go get in the bed with my mom. Just go get right in the bed and be like, here, Mom, this is what you do. And he calls my dad Pops. He was like, this stuffed animal got to sleep in the bed with y'all. So what? The stuffed animal slept in the bed in between my parents. Why? Because he gave them the stuffed animal. That's what I consider family. So
wow.
When I describe family in my three words, the first thing that came to mind is love, light, and laughter. Because that's what we have. That's what my family have. We have love. We have light, and we have laughter. If something funny was to happen to one of us, before we even find out if you are okay, we're laughing. And the laugh is one of those laughs where you're bent over, you know, you got to hold your stomach, you got to hold yourself. But we are genuinely concerned. But the laughter in it is just so phenomenal. And laughter can also be contagious. Laughter is just like a smile. It can be very contagious. So when you laugh, you're opening up, you know, you're opening up yourself and sharing so others can laugh as well.
Yeah, I didn't think of laughter, but when you mentioned it, because I laugh with anybody, you know, as long as you're silly enough to, I laugh with anybody. But when you mentioned it, you know, one of the reasons that I love my family so much is because we've had so much laughter. Like, we've had so many times when we just sat around and just tripped the fuck out. Silly as hell. You know, and just enjoying life, you know what I'm saying? Just being able to say we together, we alive, we healthy, you know, everybody's here. And even ones that's not here, you know, when they come around, you know, they just been on here like everybody else is. So it's always dope to have family that you can laugh, you know,
right,
like just explode in laughter with, because it's good for the soul.
It surely is. And one of the things that I enjoy and I miss so much is my mom's laughter, because we got her this. It was like a rocking recliner. She would sit in the recliner, which is, it was like in the living room, but the kitchen was right next to it. So she would sit in her little, in her, well, no, it was a little chair, but in her chair. And she would sit there and rock. And when we had family days, everything was funny to her. Every single thing. And she would laugh so hard. You didn't see it. If you walked into the room and you saw that she was laughing, you automatically going to start laughing and you don't even know what's going on. That's how contagious her laugh was. And then when she tried to be serious about it, she had this thing where she would pierce up her lips like she's pointing with her lips and you just start laughing all over again. So with that, man, listen, I love that part for family for me. Okay. I'm sorry, what you saying?
No, I was just saying family is very important, man. Very important. Like, there's so many people who don't have that. You know, I don't take it for granted. Anybody that's listening, you shouldn't either. You know, if you got a cousin or a super, you know, even if your family ain't that big, whatever family you got, man, enjoy the people that you got around you. You know, and like I said, family don't necessarily got to be blood. Like, some people have, you know, met coworkers, and their coworkers have become, you know, their family. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Has become examples in their lives and people that they can lean on in hard times and things of that nature. So, yeah, man, just appreciate the people around you. Good people ain't easy to find, you know, especially the ones that just fit into your life like that. So appreciate them.
Exactly.
LSO, you good people. You like my
and
New York cousin.
You. Thank you, baby. See, you make me smile. You as well, yeah. I've taken you in as family, so that's where we are. I be trying to auction you off too. I told them you're the highest bidder, but they're not bidding high enough.
Nobody
wanted, but they bidding too low because they on a budget. But nah, somehow don't. So you get one digit to the number. That's all you get. So you got to work harder to get the rest of the digits. Okay. Share three things about yourself that speaks from your heart. Well, we had a young lady put, I'm loyal, spiritual, and make people feel good about self. So D. I like that. That sound real cute, right? It says, so Z. From your heart.
Three things about myself that speaks from my heart. Y'all got to excuse me if I'm being ghetto. I got a little food in the background, so forgive all the sizzling if y'all hear that.
He cooked
three things that speak to my heart. Three things that speak to my heart. Nature.
From your heart.
or that speaks from three things that speak from my heart. Can you clarify that?
D. There you go. Three things. Ha!
This is from the heart. No. That's true.
When you know they say something that speaks from your heart, it's like from your heart. What is it saying about you that's truly from your heart, is so genuine, so authentic? It's coming straight from the blood vessels of your heart.
Yeah, get this D.
Pick
this. Get this D will probably be that. That is absolutely correct. Yeah. Get this D would be something I would say that comes directly from the heart. Because no matter what your D is, it's, you know, no matter what the D you choose from me, it's still going to be quality D.
Oh.
You know, so whether that's a debate, whether that's a discussion, whether that's diversity, you know, whether that's decisions, you know, it's going to be authentically D. So get this D would definitely be the long answer.
Okay. So text message came in. It says, I'm loyal, nurturing, and honest. If you make me some cookies, I'll believe you. I'm called the cookie monster. I have to say, I love, love, love chocolate chip cookies. I know I've been on this cookie craving, and until that craving is actually hit, I'm going to keep going until I get it. Now, I did get some cookies. The man in the store gave me some cookies yesterday because I traded him an empty bag for some cookies. And the cookies, although delicious, they weren't the kind I was looking for. So, but anyway.
What kind of cookies were you looking for?
I wanted some chocolate chip cookies, homemade.
But you already have chocolate cookies homemade.
No, he gave me velvet.
You've already got chocolate cookies. They're already homemade. Why would you go to the store to get more chocolate cookies? And you've already got chocolate cookies. You don't need any chocolate chip cookies because you already make chocolate cookies at home.
What? I can't eat that.
And your cookies are homegrown.
They are, but I don't eat them.
Yeah, you got some homemade cookies.
You want some homemade cookies?
I said you got some homemade cookies, but you can definitely send me some.
Nah, you got to come get them.
I got to come get them?
You got to come get them.
You got to come get them. Okay, well.
You have to come.
Guess what? So I guess I got to come get them.
Come get them. A message came in. It says, Lord, he's nasty. Yep, y'all hear him, right? So just know it's not me. I'm just making y'all fully aware. Not me. LSO, share three things about yourself that speak from your heart. I am, I can, and I will. And I just thought of those because I did none of the writing answering of any of the questions from my heart. Because one of my hashtags is hashtag I am. And I keep reminding myself, if I have the vision, it can be done. It's just I have to find the way for it to get done. Because we're not given visions. We're not given blind visions. That's my philosophy. You're not given a blind vision. It's just up to the person to hone in on whatever that vision is that they spoke into existence or, you know, verbalized or written down or whatever the case may be. So if you visualize it, that I'm sorry, something is in my eye. Trust that it can be done. So now you have to put yourself in a situation to get it done if that's something that you really want to that you really want to do. What is a cherished family memory? I have so many on that. Nobody actually answered that question. So, D. Smith, what is a cherished family memory, or what are some of your cherished family memories?
Okay. My mom, she's a sick fuck, and she has a very, very sick sense of humor. And so around Christmas time, I was gearing up for Christmas. We were holding Christmas dinner at my place. And so a couple of weeks before that, my mom calls me to tell me that my dad has a baby on the way. Right? And I'm like, what? She said, yeah, I talked to the mama. You know, she's a real nice lady, blah, 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 blah. My mom being real cool and real supportive of all this shit, right? So she's going on with this story. I'm like, so I'm confused as hell. I'm like, what's going on? Huh? What? But yeah, it's, everything's okay. You know, I'm not mad or anything, but, you know, we got to support the baby and, you know, this and that and blah, 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 and all this other shit, right? It's a So leading up to dinner, we've had conversations about this baby because, of course, I've got questions. My mom says, okay, don't worry about it. We're gonna, you know, we're coming to the dinner, so we're going to bring the baby. You can get a chance to see the baby. So my mom gets there. She has she coming out the car all slow and shit. She got a baby seat and everything, so she pulls out this baby seat, right? She carried it out, run downstairs to try to offer the baby. So she's like, no, I got it. Don't worry about it. Can she sleep? I'll take care of it. I got it. So I'm like, oh, okay, mama. I'm like, all right. Now, we stay on the third floor at this point. So she's going to carry this baby thing all the way up the stairs. So I'm trying to help her, and she said, she's trying to swipe me all. Like, no, mama, it's okay. This is just, I got it. Don't worry about it. I'm like, okay, mama. All right. So my dad, he's just going along with the shit. Right? We get upstairs. Everybody been hearing about this baby. Everybody heard that my daddy got this baby on the way and shit, or this baby he had already had. We had talked about it at get-togethers and shit. You know what I'm saying? We had talked about it at smokehouse with the cousins. You know what I'm saying? Me and my brothers have talked about it. So it's like everybody's in this mystery about this damn baby. My mama pulls the blanket off, and it's a goddamn baby doll. Just to show y'all, this is how my mama goes. To be silly. So she had us all worked up about this goddamn baby. Come to find out, it's just a fucking baby doll. So, I mean, you had to be there. It's hilarious as hell. It's definitely one of the most smart
babies. Was it for you, or was it for everyone? Was the joke just on you, or was it for your siblings too?
It was literally on. It was on my siblings too. But it was really on everybody. But it was really on me and my siblings. I don't know why my mom decided to play these games. But she did. and she go hard. So that's,
wow,
it. That's if you're ever around me, you have silly just
that
like
that well with me.
Yeah,
I
my mom was
afterwards, but I don't know if it was that well with me because I'm the baby. And to know that there's somebody underneath me.
That just made you jealous.
Baby, oh, that would be so traumatic for me.
That made you jealous.
Yes, big time. And I'm spoiled from my family. So it's not just from my parents or my siblings, cousins, aunts, uncles, everyone. I think, you know, I'm just a lovable chocolate baby. So they have no choice but to love me like that and just, you know. But even in the midst of me being spoiled, I also know how to work for what it is that I want. And I also know how to do things. I'm a go-getter. So me just saying I'm spoiled, like I didn't have a silver spoon in my mouth. Well, maybe it was close to silver plated maybe, but whatever. But I do know how to go out and get things and do things, even though a lot of things was given to me. That's just me. So... LSO, what is a cherished family memory or what are some of your cherished family memories? I have so many phenomenal. You know, I said one earlier about my mom with her sitting in her chair, but her chair was where she sat at, and that's where she did all her everything. And she just laughed at each and every one of us. There was I think it was New Year's, we had karaoke. And my mom didn't feel like getting up to sing, so she sat down in a chair and sung. So everything that my mom do, my dad always followed to do as well. So my dad sits in a chair, he starts singing some song. So the whole house full of family, we all looking in amazement like, okay, what is this song? So we're clapping along to whatever beat he's doing with his hand on his leg. So my nephew, he gets up. He was like, I know that song, great-granddaddy. I know that song, granddaddy. And we all looked at him like, no, the hell you don't know that song, because he don't know the song. He's making it up as he go along. How you know the song? So he all sitting there laughing like, you got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. And then another one of my favorites, I have so many favorites. My sister kept bothering me. Now, the way the apartment was set up, it's the living room, the kitchen, well, the dining area of the kitchen, then the kitchen where you have the cabinet, stove, fridge, and all the other stuff. Then you come around the corner, you come into a long corridor, but the corridor leads to the back of the house, to the right. Coming from the kitchen, if you go immediately to the right, it's like a little lounge area, whatever, that leads, then it leads out to the door, and then the left is another opening. So you can go into the living room from the kitchen and also from the hallway. So my sister was bothering me. So we're running around the living room, kitchen, hallway, living room, kitchen, hallway. Again, my mom is sitting in her chair just laughing at us. So I did the little bamboozle on my sister. So as she was running, I stopped chasing her that direction. I was coming around the other direction.
So she ran right into me.
But when she ran into me, I put her in a bear hug, and I was squeezing. I was squeezing her. I'm squeezing and squeezing. So my brother is yelling for me to let her go. And I wouldn't let her go. I was like, because she kept bothering me. So then my brother yelling to my mom, 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 tell her to let her go. She can't breathe. She can't breathe. So when I let my sister go, my sister's body was almost damn near lifeless. Because when I tell you I put her in a bear hug, not only did I put her in a bear hug, I wrapped my arms so tight around her, and then I interlocked my fingers in a fist, and I just kept squeezing and squeezing.
I got a good family woman.
This is why I don't play, because if you bother me and it hurts me or whatever the case may be, It turned serious for me really, really fast. So I kept squeezing, and my mom sitting in her chair, cracking up laughing. And then she was like, who can you let your sister go? So I had to finish squeezing her first before I decided to let her go. But then my mom says, you know, not to mess with me anymore, to leave me alone. And I was like, exactly. I keep telling them, stop it. Everybody wants to bother me because they pick at me. Well, one more before we go to break, because y'all know we got to go to break. Funniest one. Because my mom would always buy everybody in the house. Everybody get whatever they want, as well as she buy for the house as well. So I played sports. I like to come in and drink from the container. So my mom would buy me my little quart juices, and she bought a gallon for the house. So somebody kept drinking my juice, but nobody wants to tell me who's drinking my juice. but I know it's not me. So I told my mom, I said, Mom, don't drink the juice because I spiced it. So she was like, I don't drink the juice anyway. So I poured half a bottle of citrus magnesia in my juice. So my brother come running upstairs. Now, he was about 3 blocks away playing basketball. He ran. Now, my aunt lived right where he played basketball at. He could have went there. But he ran all the way home, banging on the door. When I heard the banging on the door, I was like, uh-huh, one down. So I took my time going to answer the door. I'm like, ooh, ooh, ooh. Now, I finally let my brother in. He runs to the bathroom.
You're wrong.
So I asked my brother, did you drink my juice? No. You sure you didn't drink my juice? No, I ain't drink your juice. Okay, meanwhile, you out there playing basketball in my T-shirt. You got a big old grape stain on a T-shirt. Why? Because my juice is grape. And now you're sitting on the toilet. But you didn't drink my juice. I said, okay. So then, next thing you know, my dad comes. And you know when you're trying to get the key in and you can't, the key will not unlock the door right and you got to go to the bathroom?
Mm-hmm.
So here comes my dad. He got to go to the bathroom. So he banging on the door. So somebody come open the door. Like, who? Open the door for my dad. And he busting past. I was like, well, Daddy, Todd is in the bathroom. And so now he's busting down the door to make my brother come out the bathroom. So I was like, Daddy, did you drink my juice? No. And again, where's my mother? Right there cracking up laughing because she knew what I did. I said, y'all going to be in the house for the rest of the day, taking turns going to the bathroom because I put citrus magnesia in my juice. From that day on, no one has never touched anything of mine in the refrigerator. It will rot in the refrigerator before they would actually touch it. Because
that'll get it done.
They know. Right, because why? Everybody have their stuff. You want to eat my stuff? Okay, watch this. Watch how I send you to the bathroom. But I hope that made y'all laugh. And those memories made me laugh as well. So when we come back, we're going to come back with what's something you don't want to share during the holidays. Don't go nowhere. We will be right back.
When he walks, I walk back to Tommy Toe.
Having fun. fun on that boot. Oh, now you cute, I'm on some news. I'm not trying when it don't even make sense no more. That just don't move me. I'm not calling, I'm not texting or trying to resolve it. All of that leads to nothing. I know where it's going, I'm already knowing it's time to move on. You already posting, you already ghosting, you already gone.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. We are here. That's right. I'm singing, J-Mac wife. I am singing in Seisha. I'm singing my show. I'm singing. Aha, aha. Well, when we left y'all off with the question, what's something you don't want to share during the holidays? Well, we had a young lady put peace, another young lady my joy and happiness, and another young lady put germs. Oh, by the way, a message came in during the music break saying that that wasn't nice what I did. Yes, it was. It was very much so nice. People will now learn to leave my stuff alone. So, D-Smith, what is something you don't want to share during the holidays?
What is something I don't want to share?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What is something I don't want to share? I guess it would have to be, I don't want to share pain. I don't want to share hurt.
You don't want to share what? Oh, okay.
I don't want to share pain, and I don't want to share hurt. You know.
So you want to enjoy that for yourself?
No, I mean, I don't want to share that with anybody else. Like, I don't want to off-put any negative energy. I said those are negative, but I don't want to put off any
okay.
opposite, you know, vibes out. You know what I'm saying? I only want to put out good shit during the holidays. I mean, just period. Just through life. I don't wait till the holidays to want to be giving and thanks and thankful and shit. I don't do that. I'm like that all year long. So,
okay.
You know. I try to be that way all the time, but especially during the holidays, because I know there are people who are affected by the holidays a little differently.
Yeah, I will be one of them. But LSO, what's something you don't want to share during the holidays? I would say my cake or cookies. Of course, me, big old foodie. When I say I don't want to share my cake or cookies, because it's like when I have something, everybody wants from mine, but there's a whole piece over there that you can go and have. But I guess because mine is closer or it's convenient, they want mine. And even if I was to lick it or whatever, it doesn't matter because they would still want it. Well, some would, some don't, but whatever. But I don't want to share my dessert. I don't want to share. I want to be able to eat it in peace, and I want to be able to down and go and do something and come back and know that it's still there and that it didn't mysteriously disappear. So yeah, that's what I do not want to share. Excuse me. Now, if you were gifted a poster from your childhood, what would it be? Well, we had a gentleman. He wanted Ashanti Moore poster. a young lady want of my doll named Tinkerbell. Another gentleman, an 18 poster, another gentleman, not really childhood adult, but the Ice Tea Power poster. A young lady put an immature poster. So D. Smith, from your, if you was gifted a poster from your childhood, what would it be?
Poster from our childhood.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to have a Thundercats poster.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if y'all remember Thundercats. I don't know if y'all remember Thundercats, but I would love, I absolutely love to have a Thundercats poster. I love Thundercats. I love the fucking logo. I think I might get a tattoo of the logo because it's so damn dope.
You don't want my name? You can get my name. That's better than a Thundercats.
No, fuck no. I never get your name tattooed on me. Hell no. Crazy? What are you, nuts? Go away.
Listen,
No.
Yes, I said get my damn name. It's only 9 letters. Mm-hmm. It won't hurt. I'm one of the Thundercats. Y'all hear this? D. Smith said he will not get my name, y'all.
Mm-mm.
Y'all hear this?
Mm-mm. I got my kid's name. I got my son's name tattooed on
me. He wants to read.
That's it.
Excuse me?
I got my son's name tattooed on me.
Somebody said a message came in. Did he have to respond like that? I'm weak. Right, he hurt my feelings. That had to clench my pearls. I felt
I
kind of way behind him. I felt all that bass making me feel
You should have felt that way.
You got to
That's crazy to get somebody's name tattooed
better.
On you. That is crazy to get
what
somebody's
happened?
Name tattooed on you. That's crazy to get somebody's name tattooed on you. Fuck that.
No,
I've known a lot of friends who've done it, and they've had to either have it removed, covered up. Some of them still have them. So, yeah.
But if you get my name tattooed on you, you would never have to cover it up.
Okay, I know what it is. I know the perfect place to put it, too.
Where?
Let me know.
Because I got some places in mind.
Yeah,
where,
I got some places
you...
in mind.
Now, I have 9 letters. Do you have enough for 9 letters?
Enough for 9 letters? I should. Nah, you know
I'm
what?
Just saying.
Yeah, let's see. 9 letters. Let's see. 9 letters. yeah, I got to now. Anyway, next question.
Wait a minute. A message came and they said, no, don't ask him. Why? Don't y'all want to know? Okay, all right, all right. So I got to take it back because I was told not to ask you. You can tell me offline. But then they're going to want to know what you say. Okay, LSO, if you was gifted a poster from your childhood, what would it be? It would either be a Mickey Mouse poster, a Wonder Woman poster, or a New Edition poster.
New Edition poster. Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
and I want the Cool It Now. I want the Cool It Now poster.
Yeah. We had that. My brother had that poster.
That's what I'm talking about. So if I wanted, if I can get one of these posters, any of those, I'm good.
Yeah, the 80s, man, the posters were big. Those were huge.
Right. We used to get them from the magazine, like Right On, Word Up, The Source, and I'm telling my age, right?
Yeah.
Those magazines.
Uh-huh.
I'm grown. I'm a grown woman. G-R-O-W-N. Woman. So, yeah, we used to get, but you used to get those free in The Source. Or,
right.
You know, any of those magazines and just take them and tape up your wall, Okay, share a memorable gift opening moment from your childhood. A gentleman said, I wanted a Sega Genesis really bad, and I didn't see it in the gifts that I had opened. As I'm pouting, my stepmom comes from the back with this big-ass box. Inside that box was my Sega Genesis. A young lady put, when I finished third grade, my stepdad bought my sister a doll and me a bike. I was so upset because I wanted a doll too. He took me by the hands and took me uptown. He bought me a doll. I had a bike and a doll. That meant the world to me. My mother said I was spoiled. I didn't care because I had my bald-headed doll. Yeah, I wonder why back in those days all the dolls was bald-headed. And if they had hair, they only had hair like here that covered, but there was no hair on the sides and the back. I don't know why they did our dolls like that. A young lady put my Barbie dream house. Uncle? Another young lady put, huh?
I said, I saw you describing somebody's uncle. We are talking about dogs, right? He's talking about sideburns and the back. And...
No, but I'm serious.
You saw you describing a Lucius or something. Something named Melvin or something. Like, not a dog. But, okay.
That's how the dolls came. Either the dolls had embossed hair, I don't know if that's the right way of saying it, or they had hair drawn on, or they had like a patch of hair in one section, but it was long to cover, but the sides and the back was bald. I don't know why they did our dolls like that. But another young lady, she wanted a Barbie dream house and a Barbie pool set. OMG, I was so happy. Share a memorable gift opening moment from your childhood.
Well, one thing about my childhood and like Christmas, my mom used to make our Christmases look memorable as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, she'd decorate the shit out of the house, and we used to have this white Christmas tree, and all the lights would just blow through it, and it looked so damn dope. And during Christmas time, she would, you know, gather Christmas gifts for the family too. So our Christmas tree looked like the one in the malls. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
Get all over the fucking place. Like, we had to step over shit. You know what I'm saying? Our shit looked just like it did in the fucking malls. And so waking up Christmas morning, one particular Christmas morning was kind of hard because it's so many memories. There was one time my dad bought us remote control cars. And he was so excited that he went outside in the snow to try to use his remote control car because, you know, in commercials, the remote control cars are jumping and speeding all over shit. And so my dad thought it was all terrain and put the fucker in the damn snow and the fucker shuts off. So he broke his remote control car on the first hit. That's one good memory. Another good memory is I remember one particular Christmas we had this inflatable furniture my mom had bought for us, and she had it in the living room and it was all set up and shit, and it just looked so, like, it made us felt like they really thinking about us, like, man, really, they really thought about us. They gave us the whole furniture that we could put in the living room and we can move where we want to. Like, we really just, like, that shit just really it made our day. It made our Christmas. Shit. I mean, it's just so many, like I said, so many memories. I mean, one Christmas we got laser tag, and my brothers and I, you know, morning running around the house just shooting at each other. You know, getting up early. I mean, there's no particular toy that I ever wanted where I got it and it was like, oh, you know, it was just the fact that, you know, we were together. It was the fact that the holidays felt a certain way. You know,
right.
It felt a certain way when Christmas was here. You know, when I think about those memories, it felt a certain way waking up and going to sleep with the lights coming out the living room, you know, from the tree. So those are my memories.
Well, for Christmas, my mom, as a Christian, she celebrated Christ's birthday as opposed to Christmas, but she still allowed us to have a Christmas. So for a long period of time, we didn't have a tree in the house. Then eventually, tree that we put up, you know, and we were able to decorate it or whatever, and it was on the coffee table or the hot fire or wherever it sat. But there was nothing underneath it. No, nothing. We just had the tree. So every year, whenever I wake up in the middle of the night, and I would run into the living room, and in the living room, all of my toys was out, batteries was in it, and the toys was going. Like, they still have this now. It was like a roller coaster, but it had the penguins, and the penguins would go up like this little escalator or whatever, then it slides down, it slides through the maze of the roller coaster. So that was one of my, we didn't even do anything with it because once you put the batteries in and turn it on, it does all the work itself. So, and then I had my Easy Bake Oven, so it was ready for me. The light and everything was in it. So when everybody else got up that morning and my mom made a cake, you know, I helped her with the batter or whatever. So she would give me batter and I would, you know, do what I need to do, and I would make my little cake in my Easy Bake Oven. I had a baby alive, and you know, I was like,
"Baby alive!
I want my baby to eat." So, I was giving my baby real food, but after a while, my baby started stinking because you know she had real food. So me, I was like, "I'm about to do surgery because I need her to go to the bath." So I made my doll some parts so that she can eat, and then I will put her on the toilet so she can go to the bathroom, and then I'll flush her out with water so she'll be clean. So, but I loved every, like during the holidays, to wake up and run into the living room and see all of my toys, whereas when I went to bed, there was nothing, nowhere. There was no sign of toys anywhere. Not one sign. To wake up to have everything, whether I wanted it or not, it was in the living room and it was for me, and I just enjoyed going from one toy to the next toy to the next toy to the next toy and just having a good old time with that. Now, of course, y'all know we gotta play some music. I know. Stop it, people, stop it. But we're gonna come back with, what is the coolest gift you ever gave someone? Go nowhere. We will be right back.
I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, drip, dripping wet. See me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Glow in the dark at every color. Yeah, yeah. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, dripping wet. When he see me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. See me in that body paint.
He said he didn't see it all, bet I won't surprise him.
Hot shoes outfit,
we already tried him.
Handcuffs triple pose,
baby you can't top them. You got me on the phone like you're about to have me open. That's when I set me in my crib around 7. I leave the door open, let me blindfold ya. About to take over, I'm ready to show ya. Something that you got, just would need to pay close for. He was speechless. Showed him how fist painted on with his weakness. He's on the floor, begging me like Rover. Give him what he needs, put him in a coma.
I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, drip, dripping wet. See me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Go in the dark at every color in his tint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, dripping wet. When he see me.
Picture, shoot me on a video, show me on a split screen, call up the
picture, put me in a magazine, just to show the world the freaky things they wanna do to me. My glow in the dark, got him feeling X-rated, took him back to preschool, so he can finger paint it. Trying to cross the finish line, but I already made it. He called me Wonder Woman, cause I am the greatest. He saw me in a body paint, he was speechless. Showed him how fits painted on with his weakness. He's on the floor, begging me like Rover. Dripping wet, see me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Go in the dark at every color and it's fit. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, dripping wet when he see me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. See me in that body paint. So next level, it's ridiculous. Ain't no chick got nothing on you when it come to freaky shit. Baby, you clowny, you should've joined the circus. You cutting like a 9 to 5, like the way you work. Should've been a surgeon, the way I got him slurring. Peeling off my body paint, got him speaking German. Please call the doctor, put him on the table. I think I just lost him, somebody get the cable. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, drip, dripping wet. See me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Go in the dark at every color and it's fit. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, dripping wet. When he see me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. See me in that body paint. See me in that body paint.
Wow.
Come here. Come here. Come here.
Just heat it up for me.
What is the coolest gift you ever gave someone? And I had it in the group, but, okay, here we go. A young lady put, my sister wanted a 12-foot tree for Christmas. Home Depot had it on sale for her birthday. She was so surprised. And a gentleman put, so D, what is the coolest gift you ever gave someone?
I'm going to say me.
Wow.
I agree with that person.
What's so cool about you?
I'm going to say me. I'm going to say me. I think I'm the coolest gift I've ever given anybody. Because
okay.
I'm the gift that kept me. I'm the gift that's still around to give. Well, whatever I might have gave you before, it's probably played out. If you wear it, it might be broke. Who knows? But I'm still here.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I would have to say that I'm the best gift.
You know, I agree, because the first thing I was going to say was me too, but everybody else was saying me. Mm-hmm. But I was like, you know, I didn't want to seem like, you know, I'm repeating everybody else. But I was going to say me, because you get some of everything with me. You can get your homegirl, you can get a lover, you can get a friend, you can get a wife, you can get a chef. It's like I'm a big combo of everything that you would want and or need. I give you laughter, I could be a comedian. I can do your taxes and make sure the IRS don't come after you. You know, I'm just an all-around cool young lady. And there's much more to me than actually shown to others. Not everyone gets to see all of me, because all of me is not represented for everyone. You know, all of me, others, you know, for the purpose that it is, get to see all of me. So, here you go. Now, if you were walking down the street and you feeling real good, what song would you be singing? I'm a young lady, put this Christmas. Another young lady, put this Christmas. Another young lady, put Let It Snow, Let It Snow. So, Dee Smith, what would you be singing if you was feeling good? What holiday song would you be singing?
What holiday song would I be singing if I was feeling good?
Mm-hmm.
What's that Stevie Wonder Christmas song?
Which one?
Christmas Night.
No, that's this Christmas.
Someday at Christmas.
You said Silent Night?
Someday at Christmas.
Someday at Christmas. Yeah. And then, and then, and then.
Yeah,
I like
Stevie
that
Wonder
song, too.
Much
If I was walking down the street, I would probably be singing This Christmas. Not only do I like the song, I like the movie This Christmas as well.
It holds a lot of tangible, like a lot of tangibility in that song. Like you can feel the eras. You know, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, you know, there you can, there's a soulfulness in it, you know what I'm saying?
Very much so, very much so.
It's timeless. Yeah, that's a dope song. Dope pick.
I'm singing your Christmas song. Okay. What is your favorite holiday dish, especially leftovers? In the group, a young lady put turkey and dressing with cranberry sauce. Another young lady, beef ribs, potato salad. Another young lady put sage stuffing and cranberry sauce. D, what is your favorite holiday dish, especially the leftovers?
Especially the leftovers? Hawaiian bread. And ham.
Oh, you gonna make me come through the phone and punch you. Oh,
is my shit. Oh my God.
You can eat it at any time. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack.
Yeah.
3 o'clock in the morning, you can eat it hot, you can eat it cold.
Mm.
Ooh. I wish I could eat the piece of ham. Oh my gosh. I wish I could. So you just made me upset, D.
I'm sorry.
So what would be your leftovers? That's what you would like for your leftovers, too?
Yeah, because that makes good leftovers. You got some more Hawaiian bread left. You definitely got more ham left. You're going to be eating on the ham for another week or so. You know what I'm saying? So, shit, go ahead and go to town. Quick little snack. Real quick snack. You know, take a little overhead to make. Pull out some bread, open it up, you know, or cut up a couple strips of ham, heat them up, cut open your bread, slap the ham inside, boom.
You just hurt my feelings with that because I can taste it.
Yeah.
But too bad I can't have it. Okay, Ella, so what is your favorite holiday dish? But this is not only a favorite holiday dish. If I can have this anytime, I would most definitely take it. It would be short ribs of beef or beef ribs, either one of those with mac and cheese and collard greens. Those three things, and I'm good. And my dessert, I would want chocolate cake, yellow cake with chocolate frosting, strawberry or cherry cheese pie, and cookie pudding. Can y'all tell that's what my hips, those are why my hips are comprised of? Because if those are there, I'm going to nibble on each of those things. That's just me. But don't tell nobody. Okay. When you close your eyes and think of a happy place, Where is it? A young lady put, by the water, sometimes it is poolside, sometimes on a boat. Another young lady on the ocean cruise ship. A gentleman on the black sand beaches of St. Lucia watching a black woman, no IG plastic surgery models, walking by looking like real life in a two-piece. A young lady put peace of mind wherever and whatever that means at the time in my life. Then she also put, I prefer joy over everything. Another young lady put the casino, shake of my head, LOL. Hashtag my happy place. Hashtag Kenny Rogers. Dee Smith said, it's always out in nature somewhere near water with the sun shining at any given time of day. Hell, I'll go to my happy place in the middle of walking. I look up at the sky, look around, and just fall into thankfulness of the beauty in the moment. And another young lady put on a massive table being rubbed by a sexy dark chocolate African male with suspenders and oil on while listening to soft music. Dee, do you care to add any more to what you said, or are you good right there?
Like, I'm a daydreamer, and I encourage people to, you know, to cultivate their daydreaming. You know, like I said, sometimes I fall into a moment where I'm just grateful for just this moment. You know, like I'll be walking, and I'll look up in the sky. I'll see the sun. I'll see the clouds and shit. You know, I'll see blue skies. I'll look around. I'll see people living their lives, doing their thing. And I'll just be grateful for being alive, you know, at that particular time and moment. You know, I just thank God for having time and being in time, you know, like in the middle of time. So it helps things to slow down a little bit and also helps you to really appreciate, you know, every little thing around you.
That part is actually true. So what is, when you close your eyes and think of your happy place, where is it? Probably somewhere near water or in water. When I say water, it would be a pool. I'm scared of the ocean because I almost drowned twice in it. So in a pool, just enjoying that. Oh, I love sitting on a bench and watching the water. I love the sunset. I love, you know, sitting and watching that, or sitting on a balcony overlooking the beach and just, again, looking at the water, hearing the waters splash up against the rocks. And the best time to see and hear that is like early morning, 5-6 o'clock, when the sun is coming up and you just see all of that happening, or you know, sunrise and sunset. That's just like a beautiful, happy place for me. And actually, it's so cold, but I may just need to go and sit by the water because I have yet to do a 2023 calendar, and we already in day 5 of December of 2022. I've had writer's block for a minute, and I haven't written anything in a long time. But, you know, when I dropped the book in October, that was something like bam, 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 that just hit me. And that's from a conversation that we had on the show. But after that, I've written nothing. So I'm working on it. I'm trying to get it together. It's not coming fast enough, but it'll come eventually.
Okay.
So maybe I need to go to the happy place so that, you know, I can get my writing one. And I just gave myself a splinter, everybody. Don't ask me how I did that. And don't ask me how I'm going to get it out of my finger. Oh. Okay. Next question. It wouldn't be Christmas without, we had a young lady put my kids, young ladies, and another young lady put Jesus. Dee Smith, finish this thought. It wouldn't be Christmas without.
family and loved ones around. This wouldn't be family. It wouldn't be Christmas without your family. You know, it wouldn't be the holidays without your family, without your people, without your friends, without love, you know, without interaction, you know.
I was going to say family, but we would be like immediate family. And like Thanksgiving, it will be the whole entire family in one family's house. Then in New Year's, my mom hosted New Year's, so it would be all the family over at my mother's house. And Christmas, everyone was in their respective individual, you know, families. But since my parents died, it doesn't matter anymore to me. So I can be right in my bed, cuddled up, watching TV, and rolling from side to side in my bed by myself, that is.
Yeah.
It's
on different meetings with family members and people, other loved ones.
What'd you say?
I said it's hard when you lose loved ones that used to make Christmas, you know, the holiday or your favorite holiday. So, yeah, man, I know it's hard for some people, for a lot of people, especially, you know, like I said, people who lost parents and stuff, so. Shout out to everybody.
Yeah, it is. Okay. The first person that comes to mind when you see this question, what do you love about them, and give them a positive gift of love? Well, we had a young lady put, she has more. My aunt Keisha, she never judged me, but always gives me good advice, whether I want to hear it or not. She gets to the point. She cuts me off because she's mad at me. She taught me the true definition of it's okay to agree to disagree. When I'm with her, it's always love and positive vibes. She prays about me and not gossip. For her being so loving and kind, she will always have my heart. She's not on Facebook to tag, but God knows she's my world. Oh, that is so cute. Another young lady put, my friend Rachel, I love the way she loves her family, how dedicated and loyal she is to family and friends. Allow God to push her in the direction she chooses to go and not get distracted by nonsense. Rachel is that girl. D to the Smithes. The first person that comes to mind when you see this question, what do you love about them, and give them a positive gift of love?
I think of a lot of people. I think of my sons. And I want them to know that their intelligence and the way that their mind works and their accent, they have to learn to cultivate it and use it wisely, because it definitely is a gift. I would say to their mothers, because, you know, weirdly, I think about their mothers. They're great women, and they're awesome in their own right, and I love that they're, you know, awesome women, and they're great mothers. Think about my mom. My mom was great, because my mom always tried to make memories, you know, and she always tried to work with whatever she had. My mom was very creative. So my creative side comes directly from my mom. Like, my mom can draw. My mom can sing. My mom can act. My mom can sew. You know, so a lot of the talents that I have come from my mom. My brothers, I love my brothers to death. They're all great fathers. Each and every one of them are great fathers. Each and every one of them have had their own journey to becoming that great father. And I respect and I love them for that. That's what I cut it off at.
Okay, Alyssa. The first person that comes to mind when you see this question, what do you love about them? Give them a positive gift of love. It's like, when I wrote the question, I was like, even in writing the question, it was like my brain bombarded with family and friends. So it wasn't just one person. It was a host of people. So with that being said, I love how they love. I love how they're supportive. I love how they're successful. I love how they have no judgment. And I love how when knocked down, they get back up and keep moving. And that's with each and every person that may have came to mind. And I pray nothing but success for each and every one of you. Whatever you think about, you can have it. It's yours. Whatever you pray about, you can have it. Just know that you can't pray. You can't have faith and pray and yet still worry. So you pick which one you want to do, and your outcome will be just that. And I always say that we still live on the prayers of my mom, my grandma, my aunt. Their prayers are still righteous, and we are still getting through on their prayers. So you add their prayers plus our prayers, something got to give. So keep on keeping on, because each and every one of us, we are not just to be where we are right now. There's so much more to each and every one of us. What is your favorite way to serve others during the holiday? And I thought I had it up, and nobody answered the question. So, D. Smith, what is your favorite way to serve others during the holiday? Not just the holidays, and beyond.
By being honest and real with myself. I know a lot of people will say, well, why is that? How is that helping others? Well, I would like to believe that I'm trying to be an example for, you know, men being able to speak their mind in a way that they can express themselves without having to always resort to emotion. I would hope that I'm a good example for, you know, communicating, learning how to communicate with each other, even when you may disagree. So, yeah, that would be my answer.
What is your favorite way to serve others during the holiday and beyond? I would say the gift of giving. And when I say the gift of giving, you know, first thing may come to some people's mind, maybe giving money or giving an object. But if I give you my time, that's something I can't get back. So that's something very precious to me and very valuable to me, and I'm sharing it with you. And also then, you know, go beyond that, you know, be sure to others. You may not have it financially to support, but it's okay to bring up people's names in a room full of people where their names can shine or where their talent may be warranted. It's okay to share a post. It's okay to financially bless someone too. You may not necessarily partake in what it is they have or they're selling, but you know what? Here, gift it to somebody else. Actually, I asked in the group, and no one has said anything in reference to anything, and I know of some people who may possibly, but I'm not going to bring it up because, you know, that's a sensitive subject for many who may need, and whatever that need is. But if you don't let anyone know of your need, no one can help you unless someone is close near you and they see you and they know that you have that need, and then they can, you know, come forth. But again, if, you know, anyone is in a group, is in need of something or help of something, you never know what others in a group can actually do. If I gave through a post, and you may not want to come on the post, but you can inbox me, or you can call me and let me know, and we can make sure whatever we can do as a group, because it's not just a group, oh, we hear on Mondays and we talk about different things, or, you know, we post things in a group and we talk about that. It's actually a family, a unit, a bond that we have within the group. And if someone, to me, we all are missing something. And a part of what I want the group to be, too, is to be able to help someone if needed. Now, it depends on how great your need is and what can be done. But for the most part, we are all here. You can also reach out to D. Smith as well, and we can make things happen. And it could be something as simple as supporting someone's business. You may not want to take money, but you have a business. You know what? Let's five people purchase from this particular person. So now you have the money to do whatever it is you need to do. It's not like no one is giving you a handout. Someone is actually getting to utilize your merchandise. And so now you have a repeat customer or a repeat client, because now they're going to come back because they're going to need some more of your merchandise. So certainly from not just the holidays, beyond that, again, it's the gift of giving. Okay. What holiday dessert best describes you and why? We had a young lady put sweet potato pie. I am a sweet and well-rounded, and you will love my pie. I make good ones, too. And another young lady put, it is not a holiday dessert, but I'm a sundae. All summer round, I can get nutty, be plain, or have everything on it, and still I'm sweet. So D. Smith, what holiday dessert best describes you?
Eggnog.
Ooh. Why is that?
Eggnog, spiked eggnog.
Thick,
is that
thick and creamy?
Mm-hmm.
And it's strong.
Yeah. Mm. And smokes.
Mm. Okay. LSO, what holiday dessert best describes you and why? I would say the chocolate cake. And one, because the frosting is dark chocolate and it's yummy, sweet, delicious, and you usually have several layers of it. Bam, that's what you get when you have some chocolate cake. What holiday activity do you love to do? A young lady put, we have an annual family feud game Thanksgiving night. Shauna Spencer Clark, wow, she called her out. D. Smith said, anything with the family, grandma's porch is our spot. And then another young lady put, Christmas movie starting in July. Would you like to add anything else, D, onto your favorite activities or what holiday activities you love to do?
Really just hanging out with the family. You know, anytime I have my family is always good, you know, because it don't take nothing for us to just have a good time. All it takes for us to show up. And it's always a great feeling when one person shows up, then another person show up, then another person just pop in. It's like when people just be randomly popping in, but everybody pops in at the same time. It's weird. So it's always like, it's always a great feeling when you go to see grandma and you're not expecting to see nobody else there. But then you get there and then auntie so-and-so is there, or cousin so-and-so is there, or uncle so-and-so is there. You know, then you feel good, like, okay, hey, I got a chance to see uncle. You know what I'm saying? I got a chance to see auntie. But then one of their kids come through, or one of your other cousins come through, or somebody else come through, and it's just like, wow. You know, like, man, family, that's family. You know, and that's that frequency around each other. You know, you can't replace that.
Exactamente. Chocolate, what holiday activity do you love to do? Well, we used to, like, make up games along the way and just to play with my great nieces and nephews when they were younger. But, like, I used to love to watch my dad play checkers with my great nephew. And so my dad would beat him and he would cry. And my dad is like, stop crying, you know, get your game up. And it was like, and my mom would always say, don't do him like that, let him win. My father was like, no, life is not going to let you win. You are going to have to win because you won, not because I let you win. No, and my father would not let him win until he strategically got it together and he finally won.
Yeah, that's supposed to be.
It took a while for him to build that, but my dad was like, no, I'm not letting you win. Well, I'm not doing that. You're going to play. You're going to learn how to play. And once you get it, then you got it.
Right.
But as of recently, the best holiday activity is my cousin, Turn Up. And Turn Up means anything. It's nothing specific. But she has this thing. She'll go, Turn Up. And then she'll do this thing with her shoulders. And my sister used to do this dance. So she'd do her shoulders and do my sister's dance. And then she'll smile. And she has dimples. So when she do all the, no matter where we are, she do that. Turn Up means anything. And then my other cousin, he'll go and start making drinks. Oh, now she's talking about Turn Down. No, ain't no Turn Down. He'll start go making drinks, or he'll start doing something, or we'll go play a game or anything. So now the new thing with the family is Turn Up, Turn Up. And it's interesting because this past Thanksgiving, we called another one of our relatives to wish them a happy birthday. And she said on the phone, oh, it's about to turn up. This was like 10 o'clock in the morning. So that's the new family joke now, Turn Up. Last but not least, ladies and gentlemen, before we begin closing out for the night, complete this sentence. The best way to spend the holiday is blank, and why? Well, we had a young lady put with family and friends. Another young lady put alone with plenty of good food and fabulous desserts. Oh, and don't forget the chocolate. And I'm like, yes, always have the chocolate. So D. Smith, complete the sentence. The best way to spend the holiday is?
Surrounded with loved ones.
What'd you say? Friends, I didn't hear.
Surrounded with loved ones.
Okay.
Or put in some time and service to help others.
Okay. A message came in. It says, hi. Ingredients, family and friends making memories, having family and friends over and making memories. So LSO, complete the sentence. The best way to spend the holidays is, well, I agreed with both of the comments, family and friends, but I also agree with being by myself because I can create memories that way too. Or, you know, and because when you're by yourself, you can rest. And I don't get the chance to rest. So for me to just rest and do nothing, you know, I'm not on a schedule. I'm not on an alarm clock. I'm not on anything. That's peaceful for me. Now, if I probably can get that any other time, then I probably wouldn't say that. Or if a lot of my family was still living, I probably wouldn't say that. But now, but I do love family and friends too, because each and every time we're together, be it a holiday or not, we still make memories, and we have fun making the memories. Even the simplest thing, you know, it's not that we need much of anything to make a memory. So, you know, family and friends is actually good too. But ladies and gentlemen, y'all know how it goes. You know how it goes. We're coming to the end of the show. But that's only the end of the show for tonight. Y'all know next week we'll be back again. And I think we're going to, I know we're going to have the AMP, the men's panel. I have to confer with the men's now, but we're going to be talking about HBCU. It's a lot to talk about. We're going to put the men together again. Y'all know every time we get the men together, anything is liable to happen. But this week, we're celebrating the birthdays. We're going to say happy birthday to Alaysia, which is my great niece. And I always say her name wrong, so I'm just going to say Lele because that's what we call her. I don't know if it's Alaysia or Alaysia. Not sure. Happy birthday, Val. Happy birthday, Felicia, and my ear. Happy birthday to each and every one of you. I hope you have a magnificent time enjoying your birthday. Don't forget the Purpose Purse, where you give back. You fill up a purse with women items, and the item is gifted to a woman in a woman's shelter. If you need to know more about that, you can email Sahi Alexander Holmes. That's T-S-A-H-I Alexander, A-L-E-X-A-N-D-E-R, Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, at MyRecipe, the number 4life.com. Or you can Cash App, $Events, with an S, the number 4, and Life. And in there, you can put Purpose Purse. Kitchen was doing something for her church as well. I don't remember. All I vaguely remember, it's a box, and they were doing something for young boys, and it's putting something in the box. I don't know if they're still doing it or not, but when I get the information, I'll forward that on to you. So don't forget to tell us when your birthday or congratulations or you're celebrating something, divorce, a new job, whatever it is, and you want a shout out on the LSO Treat Show, be sure to hit me up or hit up in the group and let us know so we can add you so you can get your shout out and you got to listen in, you know. Maybe you can even come on and talk about what's good going on in your life. And thank you to each and every one of you for your love and support and encouragement. We greatly appreciate you. Although, you know, we're the host and the co-host of the show without you, we really don't have a show. So we all do this, and everyone, one of us play a part in making the show what it is, and we greatly appreciate each and every one of you doing so, answering in the questions, texting, emailing, instant messaging, comments, greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate it. D. Smith, what do you have to say?
I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We really appreciate you guys. Make sure you tune in next Monday. Next Monday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Central Time, 8 to 9 p.m. Central Time. 7 to 9 Central.
8 to 9. Eastern, 7 to 9.
Right.
Central.
Right. Okay. All right. Make sure you check it out next week. Thank you, everybody who tuned in. Thank you, everybody who chimed in on the comments and the chat and in the group. Make sure you guys check me out every Tuesday and Fridays on Shop Talk 7, hosted by me and your guy Media Monix, where we'll be tuning in with different guests every show. And good news on that front, we'll be moving to three nights for Shop Talk 7 in the new. So the station offered up a third night, so we're going to owe for the third night. So we'll be on three times a week. All right, so that's what's up with that. And I appreciate you to check us out, Shop Talk 7. And hit me up at Instagram, get this underscore D. And also get up with me on Facebook at D Smith Period and get this D with D Smith. All right. And love you guys. Appreciate the support and keep listening, guys.
Oh, y'all heard him. Y'all heard what he said, right? I just want to tell you from me to you, thank you so much for being a part of my journey. Because you could have said no at any time, but it was like before I even finished asking you, you was already saying yes, and I greatly appreciate you on this journey as we continue on doing magnificent works, and especially loving on the men panel and how that you know, turned out to be a very much a big success for us.
Mm-hmm.
And
thank
having
you.
The men have an outlet to, you know, expressing themselves freely. And again, you know, this is a no judgment zone. So with each and every one of you, whatever you share, this is where it is. And you never know how you can be helping someone else, even in the midst of just your conversation. Someone else can be touched by what it is you're saying. So know that it's appreciated, and thank you. Remember, we will be coming to you each and every Monday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So tune into lawlessradio.com or via phone at 646-478-5209. And don't forget to tell a friend and invite them to listen in as well. We have some spectacular shows coming up. We're going to conclude this year with the men's panel, and the week after we're going to have the recap of 2022. So all my listeners who, you know, write in the group, who inbox me, who text me, listen, I want to hear your voice on the week after next. I want y'all to come on and, you know, let us know what y'all thought of the show this year. Let us know what it is y'all want to see more of or less of. And I don't want to hear nobody say nothing about less of the music, because we have to play the music. So that's one thing you cannot come on and say as far as being less of. But anything else, we'll listen to you and we'll take that into account. If you are looking for a platform to promote your brand, call or message LSO at 718-666-1336 to find out how you can become a sponsor of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. You know, the new year is coming up. Y'all may want to get your little sponsors on for a small fee, very small fee. You can get a live sponsor. You can get a recorded sponsor. You can get however it is you want, and it will touch a lot of people, over 60K people in different countries as well. So we have a little percentage, you know, people tuning in other countries as well. And just note that all of the shows are archived. So with the shows being archived, now anybody can hear your advertisement on a show if they click on that particular show. The Lawless Radio started on the premise of TL, the chairman, with his vision and his promise to support your local come-up. So if you want your music played on Lawless Radio, go to the website and submit your music. Lawless Radio supports independent and local artists, and tonight you heard from some of them. If you're in the group, you can go into the group and you can respond on there. And they actually do respond back. Well, some of them do. So let's show our support and patronize one another. Order LSO merchandise at treatthelnthingslso.com and follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at LSO Treat. Order your autographed copy of any book come directly from my site. Although my merchandise is on lulu.com, Amazon, and Barnes & Noble, but that's only Erotic Playground and Tasty Treat. Sultry, Intoxicated, and Naughty, and Looking Into the Mirror, Introduce Yourself to Me. You only can get those on my website. So you have to come to me to get those. And I greatly appreciate if you support me in doing so. They're great stocking stuffers, and also Secret Santa gifts as well. So reach out to me to get those.
Also follow D. Smith on Facebook at D. Smith period. Period is written out. And on IG at getthis_D. In closure, as always, it's a pleasure spending our Monday evenings vibing with each and every one of you on conversation. As a Lawless Radio LSO teacher, we'll continue to have transparent awareness, taboo, educational, and more conversations after each and every show. We want to leave you with hugs and love and abundance. Why? Because you deserve it. Some of you may not have heard your love today or your love this year. Know that LSO and D. Smith, we love you. We can hate you for no reason, hell. We can love you for the same no reason. We hope that you continue on this journey with us. And we are enlightening and strengthening you in each and every show and getting into each other's business. That's what we do. All in fun, all in love. Hope you enjoyed tonight's show. And we left you with something to think about on the topic. Cherished memories, the love of family and friends, pieces of advice. You are the author of your book of life, and you create what's best for you. Therefore, stop letting people write a script, write a page, write a chapter, write anything in your book. This is for you. Be about you. Each and every day is a gift to you, so don't take it for granted. Elevate yourself. Know that you are worthy, you are great, you are strong, you are needed, you are loved. LSO and D. Smith would like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in tonight. And God's will, we'll see you next week. Be careful. Stay prayed up. My hashtag is my LSO journey. Hashtag love yourself organically. Hashtag I deserve. Hashtag I am D. Smith. What is your hashtag?
Hashtag getthis_D. Love you guys.
Yours is sweetness. LSO. Have a good night, everybody.